Well, it's been a while since inflation has been an issue, but today it has roared back into the headlines. Latest figures show businesses that are scrambling to restock after lockdowns in several states are paying top dollar for key supplies, and they're passing pretty much all the costs on to customers. So in the 3 months to September, the consumer price index rose 0.8%, meaning a 3% rise in inflation over the year. It appears also that those price rises are here to stay, so employers are facing pressure to pay workers more to cover the high cost of living. Here's business reporter David Taylor.
Builder Nathan Ireland works in Sydney's Sutherlandshire. His business runs on tight margins, so he notices when his supply costs shoot up.
Where I used to buy a drum of power cable, it used to be about $95 for a drum of power cable. Now it's about $140 for a drum.
But power cables are just one item on a long list of building materials that now come with much higher price tags.
Power points, light switches, ceiling fans, anything electrical has gone up. Timber prices have gone up and metal sheeting.
The rising cost of building materials is one of several forces driving higher prices more broadly across the economy, says the Bureau of Statistics. In the 3 months to September, the biggest price increases came from property prices, furniture, electronics, cars and petrol. The cost of petrol alone went up 7% in the quarter. Michelle Zybots is feeling the price pinch at the pump.
You just notice that it eats into your household income.
She lives in Lithgow, west of Sydney, but drives to the CBD regularly for work and also runs a farm. She now spends well over $100 a week on fuel, and it's more than she's comfortable paying.
We're building at the moment. It means we don't build the house as quickly. We don't get parts of it done. We would just not pay our credit card debts off as much, and eventually that would mean that we'd then be a bit more tight with how we're spending money, and then we'd stop buying bananas for the kids.
But the ABS measures a basket of goods to determine the consumer price index, or inflation. And within that basket, the prices of some grocery items, like fruit and veggies, have actually been heavily discounted due to a bumper winter crop and oversupply. Jos de Bruin is the CEO of Master Grocers Australia, which represents independent supermarkets across the country. He says the prices of everything from berries to avocados and citrus fruits are down sharply. But he too is staring down cost pressures.
Freight, the cost of freight, the difficulties that we're having bringing product from overseas, componentry to packaging and so forth.
Woolworths boss Brad Banducci warned today there could be a pallet shortage, potentially leading to fewer goods making it into warehouses. And the cost of shipping a container from overseas, he says, has more than quadrupled over the past 12 months, from $1,000 to $4,500. The bottom line is that supply chain bottlenecks are causing the higher inflation, as business input costs rise dramatically. So is the higher cost of living going to stick around for a while? Equity Economics lead economist Angela Jackson says it's a risk.
I think what we're seeing at the moment is really globally, you know, the world economy is opening up after COVID-19, and there are a lot of pressures and a lot of supply pressures across the board. There are obviously internationally rising energy prices that are flowing through, and we're also seeing labour shortages playing out in the construction figures, in particular in these figures. So, look, I don't think it means we're in a period of sustained higher inflation, but I do think it means we have things to watch and things to look out for.
An obvious thing to watch is workers' wages, which are currently only rising 1.7%. So shouldn't employers now, at the very least, boost wages to match the big increase in the cost of living? We put that to the CEO of the Australian Industry Group, Innes Willocks, who represents a range of big employers from across the country.
Well, inflation moves around, David, as it has just done over this quarter, so we'll see what happens. And if the factors driving inflation are temporary or not, and we'll play that out over the year. But for the year, inflation's just above 2%. That's about where we're seeing wage growth at the moment. So it's pretty much keeping pace.
It's not, though. You've got the wage price index is 1.7%. There is a gap between where the cost of living is rising and where many employees, are receiving pay rises. That gap must be filled. Can you give us a commitment that employers across the country will fill that gap?
Well, as even you conceded, we don't know if these are temporary scenarios or not that businesses are facing at the moment. We have unemployment quite low, and we have massive skills shortages and significant labour shortages emerge. What that will do in time is to push up wages pressure for employers to get the staff that they need.
Inflation is now in the range that could push the Reserve Bank to bring forward an increase in interest rates to as early as March next year. The bank, though, has repeatedly said it wants to see a big boost in wages before pulling the trigger on rates.
Business reporter David Taylor.